In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor looks back over 2008 at some highlights in the unfolding story of climate change.
The amount of information now generated by scientific efforts to comprehend climate change can make it difficult to feel like you're keeping up. But as 2008 draws to a close, I think it's worth looking back at some of the year's highlights. Toward that end, I checked in this week with Don Wubbles, who's a professor of atmospheric sciences at the U of I and a lead author on the first two international assessments of climate change sponsored by the UN. Recognizing the continued vociferous attempts to sow confusion by interest groups opposed to changes in public policy, Wubbles emphasized that ongoing research substantiates the idea that the Earth's climate is changing significantly and that that change is being driven by human activity. The most dramatic aspect of the climate change story this year was the retreat of sea ice in the Arctic. Since 1979, scientists have been using satellites to measure the extent of Arctic sea ice, and they use the minimum area it occupies in September as a benchmark for making comparisons among years. This year's minimum was the second lowest recorded since satellite measurements began, following the record low set last year. This year's minimum was also 34% lower than the average over the past three decades. At one point this summer, both the Northwest Passage over Canada and the Northern Sea Route over Russia were open at the same time. The continued decline of ice in the Arctic served to underscore the importance of designating polar bears as a threatened species, which the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did this past March after years of foot-dragging. Another dramatic ice story comes from Greenland, where the focus of attention is on how fast the Greenland ice sheet is melting and how that melting will affect sea level over the next century. The most recent estimates used by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change projected that the melting of Greenland ice would contribute between 1 and 4 inches to sea level rise over the next 100 years. But a study published this summer, led by a University of Wisconsin geologist, suggests that projection is too conservative and that melting Greenland ice could contribute between 1 and 2 feet to sea level over the next 100 years. This projection is based on analysis of how the last great ice mass to cover parts of Canada and the U.S. melted under conditions similar to those expected for Greenland in the century to come. Closer to home, the U of I's Professor Wubbles collaborated with a former student as lead authors on the climate science component of the report Climate Change and Chicago, issued in September. That report projects that by 2100, summers in Chicago will resemble present-day summers in Atlanta, even assuming that the global economy makes dramatic moves away from fossil fuels. Under a business-as-usual scenario, the report projects even hotter conditions, 80 summer days with temperatures above 90 degrees, as opposed to the current average of 15. Unfortunately, winters are not projected to be so much warmer. The Chicago Climate Report also projects disruptive changes in precipitation patterns, with increased precipitation and greater storm events occurring in winter and spring, but less rainfall when it is most needed later in the growing season. The good news evident in Chicago's Climate Action Plan is that it's possible for scientists, policymakers, and stakeholders to work together to confront the challenges posed by climate change. Perhaps that's something we'll see progress on at the national level in the year to come.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the Illinois State Water Survey.